So on the Business Call website, we've been following the progress of the Ignite competition. And the latest is that we're down to the 10 finalists, the 10 companies, the 10 businesses that are going for the big prize. Now, we've got Dr. Simon Gill with us now to talk about those finalists. So first of all, what is that big prize they're going for?
It's £100,000 worth of cash and business support from businesses around Cornwall. And the idea is that we've provided a prize that any startup, it contains all of the services that any startup would need when they're kicking off a brand new business.
Okay, so let's go down that list of 10. Just first of all, tell me who they are.
We have the Cornish Ceramic Masonry Stove Company, Noodle Live, Movie Bees, a green waste product, RCH Marine Renewables, Abel and Grace, the Barking Box Company, Nadia's Biscotti, Late Lettings, and the Magnificent Science Company.
And how did you get to picking those 10?
Well, we had an independent panel of judges who went through a process of each one of the pitches was viewed by at least 4 judges, and they were looking at all kinds of things about the entrepreneur that was presenting the pitch, about the proposition, the idea, and what was behind it. Then the plan that the entrepreneur had to get that business to market. And finally, how good was their pitch?
Okay, so let's look at some of these. I mean, just give us an idea what some of these are doing.
Well, we've got a nice balance in here of online and offline businesses, of products and services. It's a really nice list, and some really exciting businesses in the shortlist.
Okay, just explain. I mean, what was it? The Barking Box. That sounded interesting. Yeah,
that's a concept of how to bring experience, bring fun and experience to anyone that wants it. So it's little challenges that you can provide yourself or a loved one or a team that you run. And it's an idea to just bring all of that together.
Is there one about noodles? Is that a food business?
No, that's not. That's an exciting conferencing website and app. So again, the judges just want to hear a bit more about it. The next stage of the competition is for each of these businesses to provide a business plan to the judging panel so that they can learn a bit more about the business. Obviously, at this point, they've only heard a 3-minute pitch.
So this is about promoting the use of business plans as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a little more than that, actually. It's business plans are very good, but they're not very good if you write them one day and leave them on a shelf until 2 years later you need some finance. The idea of business planning is that it should be dynamic. It should change with you, with the business, day by day. And we, in the Ignite workshops that we ran, advocated a type of business planning that allows you to look at what you're doing now, to pre-plan, to look at what you're learning each day to modify the plan. So the idea of the plan that we're asking the finalists to produce is really to pull together that, what it looks like now, what they're thinking about for next month, next quarter, next year, to really allow them to present a bit more about their businesses.
Okay, so when will we know about the finalist?
On the 18th of October, we have the finale. During the day, each of those businesses will present their pitch to a panel of 6 judges. They will also be involved in a live questions and answers session. So each of the finalists will spend about 20 minutes with the judges. At the end of that, what we'll have is a final event in the evening where the audience will hear a little bit more about each of those businesses, and then the judges are going to have the hard decision of choosing a winner and 2 runners-up.
Okay, so there's obviously a lot of people now thinking, oh, I could have done that. Are you going to hold this again?
Absolutely. We have already started planning Ignite 2013. If you go to our website after the 18th of October, we'll have all the details of how you can start to register your interest for next year's competition and to gain all of the useful documents that we've produced as a result of this year's competition.
Thank you, Dr. Simon Gill.
Thank you very much.